KSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The FBI has offered its final assessment on the Gabby Petito case.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Laundrie's body and notebook were discovered at the Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County, Florida. The James Webb Space Telescope will begin thruster braking at 2 p.m. Eastern today as it settles into its observation destination. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden claims he has exceeded American expectations on his first year in office, but people in Montana certainly see things drastically different. So says Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale on Newsmax.
They certainly see things dramatically different than what the president views as the condition of the state. I'm very interested to see how he addresses the State of the Union in the beginning of March. We're hearing that's when it's going to be. But what we see are empty grocery store shelves. We see empty schools because of the mandates to keep our children out. We see rising gasoline prices and energy prices at a time when it's hitting those who can least afford it the worst. We see chaos overseas. Right now you're having discussions about whether Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, whether President Biden is going to allow them to actually get into the country, or whether he's going to hold a strong line on keeping them out of the Ukraine. Pick a subject matter, and we're having problems. The vaccine issue and the vaccine mandates that go along with it. The people across Montana are heavily opposed to this. They've passed legislation at the state level to prohibit vax mandates, to prohibit vax passports. So, no, they're not really pleased with the administration.
The National Football League had three of its four playoff games over the weekend end with last play of the game field goal wins. Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Francisco, and the Los Angeles Rams remain in the hunt. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.